The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. And welcome to the Spirit of Faith Talk Radio with your host, Pastor John Ward, right here on Reality Radio 101. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. The Spirit of Faith Talk Radio, Pastor John Ward.
Praise the Lord, everybody. God is good and Jesus is Lord. I'm so excited to be with you tonight. I'm stirred up. I feel like I've been eating gunpowder soup for dinner, and I'm ready to fire at the enemy and build your faith and starve your doubts. We're going to have a good time tonight. Praise the Lord. I'm excited about Jesus. I'm excited about the love of God. I'm excited about the Word of God, and I'm excited about being partners with you. Praise God. We are in this thing together. You are never alone. God is on your side. Praise the Lord. And because God is on your side, everything is going to be all right. So don't let your heart be troubled. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Yes, these are perilous times, but the Holy Ghost told us that they would be. Jesus said that difficult times would come. He said, in the world you will have trouble, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. And so, yes, there is trouble on every side. And those of us that are in Canada, we're living in the midst of it, man. I'm telling you, it is it is difficult right now. But listen, he said, don't let your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. We got to keep our eyes off of the difficulty and keep our eyes on the master. Jesus will get us through. It's no different than Peter walking on the water. He allowed himself to get distracted by the waves. He was walking on the water even when there was waves. By the way, how can you walk on water when everything's calm? You can't walk on water, period. But he was walking on water, not only walking on water, but doing it in the middle of a storm, praise God. And so we can't allow ourselves to become distracted by the winds and the waves and the difficulties. We got to keep our eyes on the master. And when we do, God is going to see us right through to the other side, praise God. The end of the book tells us that we win. So we need to learn not to be moved by what we see, not to be moved by what we feel, but only be moved by the word of God. Hallelujah. So I'm excited to get into the word tonight. I want to pray. Before we pray, I want to invite you to join me right now by emailing me instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101 @gmail.com. If you have a Bible question, a praise report, a testimony, if you're a first-time listener tonight, email me right now in studio101@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. And once again, if you have a question, if you're dealing with something right now, you don't need to do it to by yourself. Let's do it together. So email me in studio101@gmail.com. Praise the Lord. Let's go ahead and pray, and we'll get right into the Word in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you tonight for the opportunity to be able to come before the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. We thank you, Lord, that you are not far away, but you are close to us. You are a very present help in the time of trouble. So I pray for all Canadians right now that are going through difficulty, those that are having to push back darkness and deal with the fear of vaccine passes or the fear of losing their job. Father, I pray for each and every one right now that they would be strengthened with might by your Spirit in their inner man, that the Anointed One would dwell in our hearts by faith, that we, being rooted and grounded in the love of God, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the depth, the breadth, the length, the height, and to know the love of the Anointed One that passes understanding and be filled with all the fullness of you. Father, I pray that our faith would not fail in this hour, but that we would be strong in you and in the power of your might. We thank you and praise you for a great show tonight in Jesus' name. And everybody in agreement said amen. Praise God, amen and amen. All right, let's get into the Word tonight. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. Our text, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. Give me a like or a share if you're watching on Facebook. If you're on Reality Radio 101, grab that link and send it out on YouTube, on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, on your text message, on WhatsApp. However you send stuff out, go ahead and send it out in the name of Jesus and let folks know that we are live on the air. We are here for you tonight. Once again, if you have a Bible question, a praise report, a testimony, email me right now in studio101@gmail.com. There's no subject that we will not cover. Praise God. Give a quick shout out to the folks on Facebook. Greetings to Todd and Veronica and Yulette. Praise God. Sister Wendy, Joan. Who else is on here? Praise the Lord. Gail, God bless you. Susanna, Joan, my mom, Judy. Bless you, Mom. And then it froze up. Hallelujah. Amen. And everyone else that I missed, God bless you. So glad that you're on with us tonight. Let's get into the Word. 2 Corinthians 4:13. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. Remember that there is no faith without speaking. And sometimes people are, you know, kind of in a quandary, and they think that they're in faith, but they're not sure. Or they think that they're not in faith, but they're not sure. And many times it's because of not understanding what faith is. Faith is a spirit. We having the same spirit. Spirit of faith. We believe, therefore we speak. So there is no faith without speaking. And the scripture tells us in James chapter 1 that a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. What's a double-minded man? It's someone that has two opinions. It's someone that speaks two different words. They, in one breath, they say, by Jesus' stripes I am healed. Or they say, that if I die right now, I'm going to heaven. Or then in the next breath, they say, I'm sick. I don't know if I can make it. Or they say, I don't know what's going to happen when I die. Well, the first person was in faith, speaking the word of God, that by his stripes I'm healed and heaven is my home. And then the other person in another breath said something different. And so what happens? If you're not standing on the word of God and speaking it out of your mouth, you are doubting. The word doubt, D-O-U-B-T, comes from the word double, D-O-U-B-L-E, which means you have two different opinions. As the children of God and people of faith, we have to stay with the word of God. Now, we could go in a lot of different directions tonight. We're believing God that we're going to go in the direction he wants us to go in. You know, I close my show every night, every Sunday night, Gary, with Fight the good fight of faith. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to start out with it tonight. Fighting the good fight of faith. What does that mean? Fighting the good fight of faith. Well, it means that there is going to be combat involved. Not combat with other people, but combat with the enemy and combat with yourself. The scripture tells us in Romans 10:17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's how faith comes. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 4, he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That is how we live, not by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. When you are walking by faith, it means that you are believing God, and the way that you're believing God is because you're hearing from God. The rhema, the word word there in the Greek, so then faith cometh by hearing by the word of God. The word is rhema. It's talking about the spoken word of God. And you see Jesus saying there in Matthew chapter 4, when he was in the wilderness, he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every rhema that proceeds out of the mouth of God. It's hearing from God. Every one of us, Philippians chapter 2, every one of us have to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who both to will and to do of his good pleasure. God is working with each of us. He is our Father, he is our shepherd, and he's guiding every one of us. And we need to be able to follow the convictions, follow the leading, follow the direction of the Lord on the inside. Now, he's not going to ever shame you or make you feel guilty, but he is going to lead you with the word of God. And that's what you have to follow. A pastor's job is not to tell someone what to do. A pastor's job, you don't go to your pastor and say, well, should I buy this house? Should I take this job? Should I marry this person? No, man. The pastor's job is to feed the sheep, to feed the believers with the word of God so that you can be positioned to hear from God. But there is only one shepherd. There is only one God. There is only one master. There is only one voice that you need to hear, and that's the voice of God. Today in church, we had tongues and interpretation of tongues, and I heard from some that word was exactly for them. Well, that's the Holy Spirit. That is God speaking to us through the gifts of the Spirit. It's not John Ward they heard from. They heard the voice of God through my voice when I gave the interpretation of tongues. And I mean, one person said, I know it was just for me. It was exactly what I needed. Someone else said it was exactly what I needed. That's how the Holy Ghost works. Only the Holy Ghost can use one voice and speak to multiple people at the same time, and it's exactly for them. God will give you that word in time when you need it to encourage you and strengthen you. We live in an hour right now where you've got to hear from God individually. You know, when it comes to freedom and liberty, that is God's will for every single believer. The scripture says that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And we live in an awesome country, whether you're from the United States or from Canada, two different countries, but countries that believe in freedoms. I just did a message today, and we might get into it a little bit tonight, on your vote, your seed. Your vote is your seed, which produces your harvest. Your vote is your seed, which produces your harvest. And of course, we're talking about the upcoming election. September 20th, Canadians will go to the I don't know if we're going to be voting from home or we're going to be going to the ballot box, but Canadians will be voting on September 20th to elect a new hopefully a new party. Did I just say hopefully? Praise God. Well, it is my show. I can kind of give my opinion, praise God. But a party that stands for righteousness. And the party that we have right now does not stand for righteousness. And I can say some stuff on the radio show that I can't say in church. And that's okay. And we can talk about whatever you want to talk about tonight. I'd love to hear from you tonight. But there are many parties. If you look it up, I don't know if you ever looked it up, Gary, there's 20 some different parties in Canada. There might even be close to 30.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a marijuana party.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of crazy parties
I know.
In this country, but There's only some ones that really have significance. And one party that I really encourage all my Canadian listeners to check out is the PPC party, which is the People's Party of Canada, which is headed by Maxime Bernier. Hillier is one of the people, and some other great people. But it's a party that stands for pro-life, stands for traditional family and traditional marriage. It stands for Israel. It stands for freedoms, no lockdowns. It stands for no vaccine passes. But right now they have no seats in parliament, but it's sure looking like the tables are about to turn. What I find so interesting and almost humorous is that the prime minister, he shut down the government 2 years ahead of time so that he could try to get a majority government because he thought he was all that. And now he's behind in the polls. Right now, he's not even leading. He doesn't even look like he's going to have a government at all. Not even enough seats.
No, and if you look at some of the video online, folks, good, bad, or indifferent, you're seeing a lot of terrible things happening to this guy at his rallies. People are booing him and holding up very, you know, terrible signs. And
they just had one in Ontario yesterday. Yeah. And they had to shut it down early because the people were so angry with him.
And he's not, and he canceled, he just on his schedule now online, he canceled four of them coming up in this week because of they're afraid of not so much violence, but nobody's going to be there and stuff. So it's a waste of money, right?
Something.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I got an interesting message just a little while ago on Facebook Messenger, and it said that you can call Doug Ford's office before midnight tonight, and that they're there taking calls regarding your opinion to whether or not Ontario should do this vax pass next week. Have you heard that, Gary?
I have not.
It's got a cell phone number and everything. I don't know if it, and I'm not a cell phone, but a phone number and everything. I don't know if it's true or not, but you know, Mr. Ford had said there'd be no vax passes just a few weeks ago. I want to say 2 weeks ago. And now here he is rolling out a vax pass next week. So, you know, it's interesting to me because a lot of people that I talk to are totally against it. And this is where I started out talking about this a few moments ago, that in our Charter of Rights and Freedoms, we have the right to freedom. We have the right to conscience. And so fighting the good fight of faith means that you are hearing from God and you are working out that word that he's given you about what to do in your life. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your paths. So when you acknowledge God, that word that he has for you comes into your spirit. And now we have to work it out. Well, it's a freedom of conscience. What has God led you to do? And you should have the right in this country, in the United States, to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. And so if you don't feel right, if you don't think the vaccine is for you, then you should be able to say, no, I don't want the vaccine. And I'm getting messages all the time from people, and they're saying, if I would just do my part, we'd have herd immunity. If I would just do my part, then this vaccine, this virus would go away. If I would just do my part, then all of the 99% of unvaccinated people that are taking up hospital rooms would go away. Well, my friends, I have not had COVID. I don't have COVID. I'm not in the ICU. I'm not in the hospital. So how is what I do any of your business? And there was silence in heaven for the space of 30 minutes. How is it anybody else's business what I do? And I was talking to an epidemiologist today, you know, for full disclosure, he's got his bachelor's degree in biology or science, and he's studying right now epidemiology. And we were talking about this, and of course, I already know this because I research it. But Gary, if you are vaccinated, you can still get COVID and you can still transmit COVID.
That's correct.
So me being unvaccinated, if I was unvaccinated, I'm not a threat to you, and I'm not a threat to anybody else, period.
That's correct. The only thing, Pastor John, that I know you did this research as well, that yep. they're hoping for with the vaccine is to minimize some of the more major symptoms to keep people out of the hospital or out of ICU. But the yes. vaccine does not prevent it, it does not cure it, and it does not prevent it from being spread.
That's right. And I don't know if someone wants to talk about it tonight, we'll get into it. But right now, what's happening in Israel and across Europe is that people that are double vaccinated are filling up the ICU. 65% in Israel in the ICUs are double vaccinated. And the problem is the Delta variant. And now there's another variant that's coming out of South Africa, the S.1. This variant is also extremely contagious, and it's not being stopped by the vaccine, supposedly. So they're looking at, now they're saying, you probably heard this, Gary, they're now saying you're going to have to get vaccinated every 6 months.
Yeah, with boosters and things, correct.
Boosters every 6 months. Well, we don't know what all this is doing to our immune system. We don't know what it's doing to the rest of our body. We don't know of long-term inflammation issues. We don't know all kinds of stuff. And so, you know, to me, there's more to be found out. But if you want to get vaccinated, get vaccinated. If you don't want to get vaccinated, don't get vaccinated. You should have the freedom to choose what you put in your body and what you don't put in your body. But this tyrannical government is coming from the perspective that if you don't do what we say, then we are going to fire you. We're not going to allow you to go to the movies. We're not going to allow you to go to certain businesses. We're going to limit you. We're going to punish you for not getting vaccinated. And that is an absolute tyrannical government. And it's not the first time. We saw the same thing in the late 1930s in Germany with Hitler, and the same type of tyranny. We saw the same type of segregation in West Africa through apartheid, and they begin to segregate. They begin to separate society. They begin to divide the vaccinated from the unvaccinated, and one thinks that they're better than the other, and the government is on the side of the vaccinated, and if you're not vaccinated, then you're an enemy of the state, and it's absolute ludicrous. It's craziness, it's tyranny, and it's not what this country was founded on. It is wrong. And so I'm encouraging everyone to pray, and I'm encouraging everyone to vote coming up on September 20th in Canada. You need to vote, and you need to do your research. You need to find out who is the best candidate and who should I vote for? Because it's not as simple as saying, well, I'm a Christian, so I'm going to vote for the Conservative Party. First of all, we need to understand what are the main issues that we should look at when it comes to voting. And that's what we talked about today in church. I encourage you to get my message by going to wordoffaithtoronto.com, wordoffaithtoronto.com. Get my message from today. It'll be a great blessing to you. Let me give you a quick recap. There are four main issues that you should look at with every candidate. The number one issue, and not any particular order, but the first issue is judicial appointments. Understand that the Supreme Court of Canada consists of 9 judges, including the Chief Justice, to be called the Chief Justice of Canada. All judges are appointed by the Governor in Council. The Governor in Council is appointed by the Governor General, and the Governor General is appointed by the Prime Minister, which is the head minister of any particular party that has a minority or a majority government. And so this position is extremely important because judges decide how the laws go. And especially here in Canada, we have seen how judges have overturned our Charter of Rights and Freedoms. The Charter of Rights and Freedoms says that nobody, including a police officer, shall stop a clergyman from performing his duties of preaching for religious services. And we saw 3 pastors put in jail. They stopped it. What stopped these pastors? The Charter of Rights and Freedoms? No, the Charter of Rights and Freedoms gives them the right in this country to preach, but judges overturned the rights of the Charter of Rights and Freedoms. One of the main issues that you need to look at is how is the head of a party going to appoint the governor general, who's going to appoint the GIC, who is then going to appoint these judges, because judges have so much to do with our freedoms in this country. The number two issue is abortion and inalienable rights. Every life begins in the womb, and technically it begins before the womb, as he says in Jeremiah chapter 1, that before you were in the womb, in your mother's womb, I knew you. And so all life begins in the womb. And we need to find out, what does this party stand for? Do they stand for the killing of unborn children, or do they stand for the right to life, the right of a fetus to grow into a baby and be born? The number three issue is homosexuality and the moral law. Homosexuality is a sin, and what it does is it stops the family that God has designed. God created Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. He created a man to be with a woman and to reproduce. Adam and Steve cannot reproduce. They cannot be fruitful and multiply. It's not God's will. Sodom and Gomorrah was an example of this gone awry, and God destroyed those cities. Now, God loves homosexuals. He loves gays and lesbians, loves them. But sin is sin. Whether you're you tell white lies, or whether you commit the sin of homosexuality or abortion or whatever, God loves you. And we as Christians are not judging you at all. We need candidates. We need politicians who stand for family values, who stand for righteousness. And then number four, and I went into all this in detail in the service today. You can check it out at wordoffaithtoronto.com. You can watch it or download it for free. Praise God. And then the number four issue is public religious acknowledgments. Proverbs 3:6 says, "In all your ways acknowledge him." As they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer, God gave them over to a depraved mind. Romans 1:28. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Psalms 33:12. So we need to find men and women that are not ashamed of the gospel and not ashamed of religion, praise God, and then vote for them and get them in office. Now, I mentioned a few minutes ago the PPC party. Check out the People's Party of Canada. We're going to see a major turn with them this year. You're going to see lots of seats come up. I believe a lot of seats, praise God. And it's because people like me, Christians, are looking for a choice. I can't vote for a party that stands for the killing of children, that stands for the destruction of the family, for lockdowns and shutting churches down and locking up pastors. I can't stand for a party like that. And of course, we see that in the Liberal Party. And unfortunately, we now see it in the Conservative Party. Mr. O'Toole is for pro-choice, and he is for unnatural families. And so these things are happening, and as citizens of Canada, I'm a citizen of Canada, we have a right to choose our leaders, and we need to make sure we do our homework and that we understand that what we vote for is our seed. Now, here's what the Lord said. If you vote for righteousness and an unrighteous person gets elected, that's not on you. Because you did your part. And when you did your part, God will cause your seed to produce a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty for you. But listen, if you don't vote, or you vote for the wrong person, then that seed is going to produce a harvest in your life. You need to take it very serious, Canadians. This is a very important time, and this country is going in the wrong direction like a speeding bullet. And so we need to pull the brakes on through prayer, and through our vote, praise God. So please be praying over these next few weeks and make sure you do some research and find out who is the candidate that is on the Lord's side and then vote for that candidate, praise God. Amen. You want to say anything, Gary?
No, I concur with everything you said. I really do. And it's time that the world, you know, stop voting party politics just because that's who you are. In other words, oh, I'm a registered, you know, Democrat or a liberal, and I'm always going to go with that party. No, that's not the way it should be. You should vote for the candidate that represents what you really believe in with your faith and your Christianity. Forget about the party. Vote for the person that you really feel is living towards biblical word and Christ and Christianity. That's what I'd like to say to the people out there.
And, you know, when you go into that voting booth, who's there with you? Your neighbors? Your coworkers? Who's in that voting booth that knows what vote you're making? There's only one person in that voting booth, you and the Holy Spirit. God knows the vote that you're choosing. And so make sure you do it for the right reasons. Don't do it for some kind of ridiculous loyalty that you think you have to a certain person because perhaps their father helped you come into this country. You better understand that if you choose a certain candidate who stands for abortion and stands for homosexuality and stands for your freedoms being taken away, that you are making a choice that is against what God believes is right. Right is right and wrong is wrong, and you need to find a candidate that believes in right. Now, if there are no candidates that believe in right, then, you know, you really got some serious praying to do. Perhaps you should run for office. But certainly we're not going to vote for someone that stands for these principles of God that are against his principles. And so there are options out there. There are choices. I did my homework and I found the PPC party. I'm not endorsing the PPC party, but I'm telling you right now, you need to check them out because they are standing for righteousness. And perhaps there are others. Derek Sloan is another one. Is he Alberta? Now, I think
I think he is.
And he ended up making the decision to leave Ontario and run in Alberta instead of, you know, running his own party. He didn't think there was enough time, so he's running it as independent. But he's another good one. If you're listening in Alberta and you're looking for a candidate, you should check out Derek Sloan. He's another good one. Praise God. There was a crazy op-ed article this past Thursday in the Toronto Star. And here's what it says. It says, this is right on the front page of the Toronto Star, Thursday, August 26. It says, if an unvaccinated person catches it from someone who is vaccinated, boo-hoo, too bad. I have no empathy left for the willfully unvaccinated. Let them die.
Wow.
Did you see that, Gary?
I did not. That's pretty harsh.
Keep going. I honestly don't care if they die from COVID, not even a little bit. Unvaccinated patients do not deserve ICU beds.
Who sent this to you?
They didn't send it to me.
Oh, okay.
They sent it to you. This is in the Toronto Star. This is in the newspaper.
Oh, okay. So you're saying it was sent to people in general?
It's the Toronto Star. It's in the newspaper.
Yeah, okay. Oh, boy. Oh, my goodness.
You know what that is? That's hate speech.
Yeah, but they'll never get charged, though.
It's hate speech. It's hate speech. Let them die?
Yeah.
I honestly don't care if they die from COVID. How does the newspaper publish hate speech? I'm telling you, man, this world has gone absolutely nuts. This world has gone crazy, and if we don't make a stand for righteousness, they are going to take everything away from us. And so, listen, you say, I don't want to be involved. I just want to live at home. I want to be quiet. I want to go to church. I want to go home. I just want to keep quiet. I want to be by myself. My friend, the times for that are all over, because now they're not only coming after you if you're not vaccinated, they're coming after your children. They're now trying to vaccinate all children, all young children. I mean, it's just that they're absolutely gone bonkers. And now they're tolerating hate speech and they're publishing it on the front page of the Toronto Star from Thursday, August 26. If an unvaccinated someone is if someone is unvaccinated, boo-hoo, too bad, I have no empathy, let them die. I can't even believe that the Toronto Star would publish that. But that is the day that we are living in. This is when we've got to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, and don't give in or succumb to the pressure. You've got to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. And if you're allowing other people to direct what you do, Jesus is not your Lord. You're letting other people direct you. Work out your own salvation. Choose God. I love what Elijah said. Choose this day whom you will serve. If God be God, serve him. And if Baal be God, serve him. Joshua said, as for me and my house, we are going to serve the Lord. Praise God. I'd love to hear from you tonight. Email me instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. If you're a first time listener, let me give you a shout out. And let's go to our emails right now. Got an email here tonight from Sam. Sam says, hello, Pastor. I hope that whomever cooks in your house is much better cook than gunpowder soup. Otherwise, there is Skip the Dishes. Ha, love your show. Praise God. We like Skip the Dishes too, but no, my wife is a great cook. Praise God. But listen, as a Christian, we need to eat some gunpowder soup. We need to make sure we got bullets coming out at the devil and keeping him in his place. Praise God. Don't be afraid of the enemy. Thanks for that email, Sam. Call you blessed tonight in Jesus' name. Another email here tonight from our friend Don. Don says, good evening, Pastor John. Prayers for the people of Louisiana. May our Lord protect them from this horrific hurricane. Thank you for that, Don. Let's go ahead and pray for them right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for all the people that are in the eye of the storm or shall be affected by this hurricane that's coming through Ida, that's coming through the Gulf and is now on land. Father, we pray for protection over every believer, over every person in Louisiana and in the entire trail of this storm. Father, we pray for the protection over them. We pray for the people in the Keys in Florida and Cuba and other places that have been hit by this devastating hurricane. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus right now over every single one of them. We pray for protection and no loss of life in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Amen and amen. Thank you for that, Don. Really a blessing. Call you blessed tonight in Jesus' name. Another email here tonight from our friend Dan. Dan says, hello. I just wanted to say to all of you that I really look forward to your radio broadcast each and every week when I can listen in. Do you post past shows just in case I miss any? Do you have a link? Thank you very much for the information. Blessings to you all. Absolutely, Dan. And I'm sometimes really bad at remembering to do this. Maybe my producer, Gary, will remind me a little bit more. But yeah, yeah, check out our website, spiritoffaithradio.com. Spiritoffaithradio.com. All of our archives are there. And so you can listen to it in your car, on your way to work, sitting on the bus, whatever you're traveling. SpiritOfFaithRadio.com. You can go back from 2 years ago, and all of our archives are there at SpiritOfFaithRadio.com. Also, you can check out all of our services for our church, which is WordOfFaithToronto.com. WordOfFaithToronto.com. If you believe in this radio show, send us an offering. You can do so by going to SpiritOfFaithRadio.com. All of your gifts are tax deductible. You'll be giving through the church. And we'll send you a tax donation, praise God. SpiritOfFaithRadio.com. Thank you for that, Dan. Really appreciate it. Call you blessed tonight in Jesus' name. Once again, love to have you get on board tonight. We've got 21 minutes left. You can email us right now, instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. Another email here tonight from our friend Jennifer. Jennifer Ehrman. She says, Pastor, is this an okay prayer to pray for our wicked and corrupt politicians? Thanks. Prayer for removal of the wicked. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that all willful workers of wickedness be removed from positions of power, prominence, and prestige. Open the eyes of those being deceived and place people who stand for your righteous cause in the high places of government and influence. Amen. That is an awesome prayer, and I pray a prayer like that regularly, that God will remove those that will not serve him, that those that will not honor him. One of them right now is Doug Ford. Doug Ford has absolutely flip-flopped on every promise that he made. When Doug Ford got elected, it was because of the evangelical vote. And he has voted against the church, against freedoms, against the rights of Christians in Canada. He's voted against it. He said 2 weeks ago there'd be no vax pass. Now he's trying to push a vax pass this coming week. I'm telling you, folks, we need to pray and we need to stand and believe God to remove wicked and unreasonable men, for not all men have faith, and God will do it. I mean, all God has to do is lift his hand off somebody, and once the hand is off, now the protection is off, and now they are open to the enemy's attacks, praise God. I love Mr. Ford. I absolutely love him. He is a politician, and he is in a position of authority, and he will be held accountable for his decisions. And again, we stand for righteousness. This is not about standing with somebody that you like. It's not, you're not voting for somebody because they're cute. You're voting for them because of their stand for righteousness. Praise God. Amen. All right. Call you blessed tonight. Jennifer, thank you so much for that wonderful email and that wonderful prayer. Praise the Lord. Let's all pray that together right now. Let's join our faith together. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that all willful workers of wickedness be removed from positions of power, prominence, and prestige. Open the eyes of those being deceived and place people who stand for your righteous cause in high places of government and influence. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jennifer. You're blessed in Jesus' name. Another email here tonight from our friend Jane. Jane says, Pastor, prayers for the Afghan people getting murdered by the Taliban. Absolutely. Let's pray for them as well right now. I posted the other day, you know, that they're doing deals here with the Taliban. That's a terrorist group. It's crazy, Gary, that a few weeks ago, the Allied forces were shooting at the Taliban. Mm-hmm. And now, all of a sudden, they're our friends and we trust them. Right. And Mr. Biden is entrusting the Taliban with the security of the Americans. Right. It's no wonder 13 servicemen got killed and 150 others or whatever the crazy number was. It's just absolutely despicable what's going on. And they want to say, well, it's all Donald Trump's fault. Well, that's just a bunch of craziness. I didn't agree with Donald Trump making a deal with the Taliban. I thought it was the craziest, most stupid thing ever. However, Donald Trump is not the president. That's Joe Biden is the president. So, you know, Joe Biden didn't say, well, we have to keep the walls up in Mexico because Donald Trump made a deal. No, he pulled the walls down. He stopped the funding for the walls. He allowed all the immigrants to come in and stay in the United States, and all kinds of illegals coming in and all kinds of criminals coming in. He didn't say, well, Donald Trump, you know, had a policy, so I can't break it. No, man, he's the president. He can do what he wants. So, you know, that argument is just absolutely ridiculous. Praise God. Like Joe Biden said, the buck stops with him. He's the commander in chief. And honestly, what he has done, he should be court-martialed. He should absolutely, they want to impeach him, but he should be court-martialed. Because what he did was criminal. How do you put terrorists in charge of the security of Americans?
And not only
that, it makes no sense. Let me say one more thing, and then I want to hear what you got to say. How do you pull out all of the troops and all of the military? How do you leave the base empty in the middle of the night and you've got all kinds of citizens and friends of America trapped in Afghanistan? It makes no sense. The Allies didn't even know they were pulling out at 2 a.m. They just, it's almost like he got up at 2 a.m, decided to have a bowl of Captain Crunch and said, oh, let's just pull out the troops today, and called up the generals, and they completely emptied the Air Force base in Afghanistan. It absolutely makes no sense. And here's another thing people don't know, that we have 2,500 soldiers in Iraq today. Now, yes, Obama pulled out almost everyone, but we have kept 2,500 there for the war on terror. Why would you not keep 2,500 in Afghanistan for this war on terror and keep the Air Force base going, even if you closed a lot of it down? The decisions are just absolutely asinine. It makes no sense. Go ahead, Gary.
Well, really quick, you know, you're right about what Trump did with the deal with the Taliban, but put that aside. Again, he's not president. Secondly, though, Mr. Biden have given the Taliban a computer with names of people helping the U.S. People,
biometrics.
Everything, so they know
facial
exactly.
Facial recognition, everything.
Everything. So the Taliban has announced that they're going to go to these places door to door, house to house. And if
they've
you had anything to do with the United States, anything to do with the Americans, anything to do with spying, you're dead.
Women.
That's it. You're done.
And women. What they've been doing is they've told the people of Kabul that if you have any women in your house, any daughters, that you must put an X on the house.
Yeah, I know that. That's correct.
And they're coming and they're taking the girls. If you don't put an X on the house and they find out that there's girls in there, they'll kill every single person inside that household. Women are having their eyes gouged out on the streets. They're being hung in their homes. They're being murdered all over all the provinces of Afghanistan. Remember, everybody's not in Kabul. So in Kabul, or however you pronounce it, they're all over the country. What's happening is an absolute tragedy. It is so sad. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for all the Christians right now in Afghanistan. We pray right now, Father, for their protection. We pray right now that their faith would stand in the midst of this tyranny and that you would remove them, get them out, just like you got Paul out of a basket in Jerusalem. Get them out, we pray, right now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Kenneth Copeland Ministries sent jets over there to bring Christians out, and they took them to an undisclosed nation, and that nation would not receive these Christians because the State Department in America blocked them and told them not to receive these planes and not to receive these Christians. It's persecution at the highest level. And it is just absolutely despicable. And that's a fact going on. That's something I know inside story that is absolutely a fact. So what's happening here is just beyond words. Praise the Lord. Thank you for your email, Jane. We call you blessed tonight in Jesus' name. Another email here tonight from our friend Joe. Joe says, hey, hello tonight. With all the massive violences going on now in the Middle East and Afghanistan, will the Israel trips be canceled or at the very least updated with massive security? The word on the street is that the Taliban will be going after Israel with billions of dollars of high-tech military equipment that came from Biden left in Afghanistan. Yeah, I don't know with all that, Joe, what's going to happen. Right now, I'm really praying about canceling the trip altogether, but not because of that. Because of the vaccine passes. They're now saying that even if you have a vaccine pass, it's only going to be good, I think, 180 days. Have you heard that, Gary?
No, I did not.
If you have to be vaccinated now at like every 6 months for the vax pass to be valid. And all, of course, all this right now is being rolled out, so we don't know exactly. But people that don't want to be vaccinated, we're not going to, cause them to be in a situation where they're going to lose money. Now, right now, my pastor, Bishop Butler, he has a trip planned for September, I believe it is, of next year. I can't remember the date right now, but you could find out by going to Word of Faith Toronto /Israel 2022. I think it's there. If not, I'll get it there. wordoffaithtoronto.com/Israel2022. So we postponed the trip. I've got a trip right now that's just kind of hanging out there, and I'm just undecided. I don't. What do you think, Gary? I don't see things calming down in 6 months.
No, absolutely not. You're really going to have to pray about those trips.
This fourth wave is. It looks like it's going to be worse than any of them. And, the numbers are going up like crazy. And, it's so crazy, too, Gary, because they said, do you remember this? That once we hit 60% of the people double vaccinated, we would have herd immunity.
I did hear that.
We're now at 83%. And
no herd immunity.
No, there's no herd immunity. No. Numbers are through the roof.
Yeah.
But guess who they blame? They just blame the unvaccinated. So praise God. Amen. All right. Thank you for that. Joe, call you blessed tonight in Jesus' name. Another email here tonight from our friend Helen. Helen says, hey, I'm a new listener from Timmins, Ontario. Where's Timmins?
It's north of us where you and I live. I know that, but I'm not sure if it's northeast or northwest.
Right?
No.
Yeah. Praise God, Helen. Welcome aboard. Call you blessed tonight in Jesus' name. Another email here tonight from our friend William. William says, Pastor, we have had worldwide laws in place since the late 1940s, the Nuremberg trials regarding vaccines. It was written and approved by most countries after World War II. The Geneva Convention and the Nuremberg trials that no person shall be vaccinated by any government or country without their approval and permission and okay to do. The law is still on the international books. We should be going by that. The fathers of those documents did not want a repeat of Hitler. Man, William, how come we're not talking about this? Have you heard much talk about this lately, Gary?
Yes, that's absolutely correct what that writer wrote in.
We need to be talking more about this because you're absolutely right. And it's just despicable what the government is doing. And like I mentioned at the top of the hour, is that this is repeating itself from the late 1930s and from 1985 from South Africa with this segregation and the forcing now. I mean, America did experiments on people all over the world with vaccines. A lot of people died through experiments. And so it's absolutely illegal and it's wrong. And now they're forcing it. Praise God. But I'll tell you, I hear these numbers that 83% of people are double vaccinated. But I don't know about you, Gary. I mean, I talk to a lot of people. I know a lot of people that are not vaccinated and have no plans to get vaccinated.
Yeah, for sure. Same here.
I don't think the numbers are accurate. I really don't. I don't believe it's 83%.
No. And the problem with that is, Pastor, of course, numbers are manipulated, especially in the media. Anyone can say anything and broadcast it. So,
Right. Praise God. William, thank you so much. That was really, our listeners needed to hear that tonight. Really, thank you for that email. Call you blessed tonight in Jesus' name. Another email here tonight from Donna. Donna says, hi, I'm a first-time listener from Regina, Saskatchewan. Pastor, with COVID, the mess in the Middle East, the hurricanes, the hate between races and political opponents, is the world in its final days? Thank you. Well, I have three ways to answer that, Donna. The first answer is yes. The second answer is yes. And the third answer is yes. We are in the final days, man, that we are getting close to the end. Jesus said it would be like labor pains on a woman giving birth. And Gary's delivered babies. I've delivered babies. We were both paramedics back in the day. And when a woman is going to give birth, her contractions get closer and closer and closer and closer together until they're right on top of each other. And then she pushes out that baby. Well, these contractions are really close. And so, yes, we need to look up because our redemption is drawing nigh. Thank you so much for that email, Donna. Call you blessed tonight in Jesus' name. Another email here tonight from our friend Ben. Ben says, amen. People will always vote for their party that they have worked for or registered for, etc. Forget about what you think ethically, ethnic group votes for, or your union votes for, or who your friends vote for. Vote for who you believe represents your Christian values. Amen, 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 Ben. That's exactly what I'm saying. Check out my message from today, Ben, and anybody else. Go to wordoffaithtoronto.com, wordoffaithtoronto.com. You can find me on YouTube, Facebook, and live stream, and you can listen to today's message free of charge. It's about a 45-minute message. It's a PowerPoint message on your vote is your seed, which will produce your harvest. And so check it out. It'll really bless your life. We gotta be praying right now for this upcoming election. Praise the Lord. Ben, call you blessed in Jesus' name. Another email here tonight from our friend Carl. Carl says, a very quick and to the point prayer when folks are down. Here's the prayer. It says, Lord, I put everything in your hands today. My family, my health, my home, my security, my fears. You're the only one I trust with all that I have and all that I am. Amen. And I would add to that, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much. That's an awesome prayer. You know, 1 Peter 5:7 says, casting all your care upon the Lord because he cares for you. And it's so important, Carl, that we do that every day. That's an awesome way to express it and a really awesome prayer. Remember, even if you pray a prayer that is written, make sure you don't pray it as a prayer of repetition where you just read it thinking that God is going to answer that prayer. You must pray from your heart. So make sure you're engaging your faith when you pray. It's kind of like when you do certain exercises and the trainer will say, now, yes, you're doing the position, but you got to make sure you engage your core. You got to engage your core. Well, when you're praying, you got to engage your faith. Don't just pray over your food some repetitious prayer. That kind of prayer is not heard by God. Make sure you engage your faith when you pray any prayer. Praise God. Thank you so much, Carl. Call you blessed tonight in Jesus' name. We still got a couple of minutes left. You can email me very quickly. If you're a first-time listener, if you have a quick comment or a Bible question, instudio101@gmail.com. I got 4 minutes left. Instudio101@gmail.com. Got another email here tonight from Riley. My friend Riley says, Pastor, if God is not the problem and he is the answer, why are we suffering with COVID, hurricanes, wars, diseases, murders? Billions of people pray to God and we still have these issues. That is why a lot of people are not believers or believers on a limited basis. If God comes to him with prayer and your request, why are they not answered? And I am not talking about winning the lottery or buying a new home, getting a new job, etc. I'm talking about curing a baby from cancer, stopping terrorism, making this virus go away, etc. To me, it is all hogwash, and I speak for billions of people that want to know the Lord and do know the Lord and pray to the Lord and then nothing from him. Well, Riley, I appreciate your honesty and openness tonight, and really this argument is nothing new. We need to understand that God is a faith God and that you cannot please God without faith. Now, the same kind of thing happened in Jesus's day, and Jesus was doing miracles and signs and wonders. Some believed and some didn't believe, even though there were miracles, signs, and wonders. Miracles themselves will not change somebody's heart or change their belief. It's a calling card. It's an eye opener. God absolutely answers prayer. And I know so many people that don't believe in God, but they say, well, you know what? I know that someone did pray this prayer and something happened, even though I really don't understand it. Psalms 103 says the children of Israel, they saw the works of God, but Moses knew the ways of God. They came to Jesus one day and they asked him about, a sign. They said, we want to see a sign. We want to know you're the Son of God. And Jesus said, there'll be no sign given to this wicked and evil generation except the sign of Noah, where Noah was in the whale of the belly for 3 days and three nights. So shall the Son of Man be in the belly of the earth for 3 days and three nights. And Jesus was raised from the dead. It is proven. History has proven that Jesus was dead and that the tomb is empty. He was raised from the dead and people still don't believe. Why do all these bad things happen? They happen because of sin. And this world right now is still in sin. But God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Just like one of my last writers said, we're at the end and Jesus is coming soon. And when Jesus comes, he's going to set up his kingdom on this earth for 1,000 years, and those that believe in him will reign with him for 1,000 years. So yeah, things are bad right now, but it's only temporary. Believe in God. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My prayer to God 27 years ago was, God, if you're real, let me know. And God revealed himself to me. I was an atheist. I was a drug addict. I was a sinner. My life was a mess, and God turned my life around. Jesus loves you, Riley. Father, I pray for Riley and everybody else like him tonight right now. I pray, Lord, that you would visit Riley and minister to Riley. I pray his eyes would be open, that mind-blinding spirit would be broken, and he would receive your love in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, Riley. We love you. Another email here tonight From Karen. Karen says, this is my first time listening. Nice. Blessings to you. Praise God, Karen. Call you blessed tonight in Jesus' name. Welcome aboard, Karen. And our last email of the night is from our friend Steve. Oh, I know Steve. Steve says, hello, Pastor. With all of the turmoil going on in this world, I thought this post would cheer up a lot of people. A very cute joke. It's a woman at a desk with two cups of coffee, and her hands are folded on the desk, and her head is down on her hands, and there's a computer in front of her. And it says, if you ever get caught sleeping on the job, slowly raise your head and say, in Jesus' name, amen. So people don't think you were sleeping. They think you were praying. Praise God. That's cute. Thank you, Steve. God bless you. And listen, everybody, it's been such a privilege to be with you again. Please check out our website, spiritoffaithradio.com. Check out our church website, wordoffaithtoronto.com. Until next week, I want to remind you to keep fighting the good fight of faith. Please pray for the upcoming elections. Check out the PPC party. And until next week, remember that God is exalted, the devil is defeated, Jesus is Lord, and keep fighting the good fight of faith. Well, there was no way, and I believe,
I see you do it again. I see you. Thank you for listening to the Spirit of Faith Talk Radio with your host, Pastor John Ward, right here on Reality Radio 101.